Almost 3,000 patients diagnosed with sepsis die in Irish public hospitals every year. HSE figures show this number has grown by 1,000 over a 10-year period. It does not include those who die in private hospitals or community settings. In advance of World Sepsis Day tomorrow and a global summit here next week on the illness, a leading Irish expert says the government must urgently fund its own strategic plan to reduce deaths from sepsis. Campaigners who've lost loved ones want more public awareness, as well as mandatory sepsis protocols in hospitals. Carol Coleman has this report.
I can't remember the entire experience. I had been given morphine and then I had a fever of about 40.5. So I can remember the pain, just feeling like I was going to die.
Lizzie Ryan recalling the events of 13 months ago when she developed sepsis while 31 weeks pregnant. Baby Louis was delivered prematurely. She thought she'd lose him.
When I was told I had to deliver him and have the emergency C-section, I begged them that if something went wrong in the operating room, that and they had to make the choice that they'd choose the baby and help him and just leave me.
So what exactly is sepsis?
So sepsis is the sudden, overwhelming body reaction to a bloodstream infection. Typically, the bloodstream is a sterile environment, and if a bacteria or any other pathogen, such as a fungus or a virus, gets into the bloodstream, it causes serious dysregulation in the cardiovascular system.
It can take a life in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, it depends on how quickly the patient can get to the hospital. So the current statistics show that about for every 1 hour delay in treatment, there's about an 8% increased chance of mortality.
Steve Kerrigan, Professor of Precision Therapeutics at the Royal College of Surgeons, has been researching sepsis for 25 years. And the statistics are mind-blowing.
20% of all deaths worldwide is attributable to sepsis. That's a huge number. That's a fifth of all deaths is associated with sepsis. If we bring that back to an Irish context, 60% of all in-hospital deaths have a sepsis or an infection diagnosis.
HSE figures show that in 2021, 13,319 patients were admitted to acute public hospitals with sepsis. Of these, 2,700 died, up 1,000 from 10 years ago. But these figures are only for public hospitals, so the numbers are probably higher.
My sister's name was Tracy Corcoran. She was 37 years of age when she passed away. She was a mother of two children, Sophie and William.
James Corcoran helped found the Irish Sepsis Foundation after his sister's death. Now he's pushing for information in doctors' waiting rooms outlining symptoms.
To kind of ensure that there's like leaflets in local GPs, that they see the signs, they see the symptoms. That way there's transparency as well between the patient and GPs, that if a patient was inside with their GP or in with the hospital, ask, could this potentially be sepsis?
Lizzie Ryan says she didn't know the symptoms until she had sepsis.
When I told my friends I had sepsis, they didn't know what I was talking about. They all had to look it up or wait for me to come out of hospital to tell them about it.
Among symptoms the HSE lists are blue, pale or blotchy skin, lips or tongue, a rash that does not fade when a glass is rolled on it, being hard to wake, cold to the touch or dehydrated.
I want to be reporting on what we have achieved to date.
Next week, global sepsis experts gather in Dublin Castle. Among the speakers, Kieran Staunton, whose 12-year-old son Rory died in New York in 2012.
I was just explaining to someone the other day, ironing Rory's shirt, doing the stuff that had to be done. You went from 1 week going in with him to the Astros in the pizza shop. What type of pizza would you like? The following week, I was in the funeral home where they asked me what type of coffin did I want. Those are preventable conversations.
The Stauntons campaign led to Rory's regulations, which has saved 20,000 New York lives. He and other parents say Ireland needs to act now.
The Department of Health has to pass an initiative, a regulation that says all hospitals in the country here must have sepsis protocols, how to deal with it, and must produce them so that we're not burying our children.
Professor Kerrigan says the government needs to fund its 5-year strategic plan to diagnose and treat sepsis.
The HSE are going to run this summit here in Dublin, and we hope that that is going to bring a lot of attention to ensure that this strategic plan is implemented as soon as possible.
Professor Steve Kerrigan from the School of Pharmacy at the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, their School of Medicine and Health Sciences. Ending that report from Carol Coleman.